Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, last day of the StarNet meeting at the Marriott Harbor Beach Resort, and I'm with Dave Trepke, who's president of Universal Metro. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm glad that we were here at the conference, and it's been an outstanding event.
Yes, I have watched you from a distance for a long time. I've been coming to these meetings probably 10 years or so. I think it's about the same time you joined, right?
That's correct. 2003.
You know, you come across as being very progressive. I like your leadership style. I've actually often been curious why you're not on the board.
I've talked to some of the board members over the years, and I do eventually think I will be part of it. At the time, I was younger and had three teenagers at home, and it just the amount of involvement that I had with the family overshadowed and more important than being on the board. Mm-hmm. And I envision doing that in the future.
I completely understand. Tell us a little bit about Universal Metro, if you will. Give us some background on the company. I know it's based in L.A.
It is based in L.A. It was started by the Hillis brothers. Some might remember Steve. He's been with Durkin, Mohawk, and a couple other mills. And then his brother Scott, they sold to Southwestern Company. It was a publishing company. Southwestern then sold the four branches out, and I purchased the Los Angeles branch in 1998.
Actually, a little side note to that. You were telling me prior to doing this interview that Southwestern bought Universal Metro because they were looking for a place for their summer employees when they eventually grew up to have a career role, right?
That is correct. They wanted to have a place they could put students that they had spent 4, 5, 6 years training. And so they started purchasing companies back in the late 80s to do that with. And that was one of the companies they purchased. Mm-hmm. Was the Metro companies.
Yeah. All right. So when you bought this West Coast commercial contracting business, you had partners, and now they're all gone. Talk about that.
Started with my brother. The people that we bought it from said, Dave, we know that you're going to need X amount of capital to do this. You go out and find a partner that can capitalize you, and we'll sell it to you. I was actually not the best offer. I was one of the lower offers, but I was able to do that, and they knew that I would actually take the company to another level and actually pull through all their projects that they already had because we bought the assets of the company. So I went out to a gentleman I knew from church named Jerry, and he got involved. And then my brother's friend got involved because they had some cash to invest. And so we bought the first partner out in 2001, and then my brother in 2003, and then I bought Jerry out in 2012.
And you were just telling me that business is good. And in fact, in the last 3 months, you've had some of the best bookings you've had in the history of the company, right?
It's an incredible blessing. It's a testament to the hard work of our team. It's a testament to StarNet partnership, the collaboration that we do. I am just so excited about what the future holds. And it almost is kind of scary.
Tell me, your focus is primarily healthcare as far as the vertical sectors that you serve. Talk a little bit about the geographical area that you serve. I know you're non-union. Give us a little bit more in that area, if you would.
We service the five counties in Southern California. We've been kind of labeled the healthcare expert or healthcare leader in our territory, not necessarily by volume of purchases, but by amount of accounts that we actually service, over 50-plus hospitals or chains of hospitals. And we service what you'd call Los Angeles, Orange County, Riverside, San Bernardino, and Ventura. And we've done work in San Diego and Imperial counties as well, but we don't service that area on a regular basis. Healthcare is our number one niche, and then, of course, that allows us to be really experts at what we do from a labor standpoint, so we do get overflow into corporate or tenant improvement work as well.
And in your outreach program, you know, a lot of the StarNet members can focus in different areas. You can focus on A&D, you can focus on facility manager / end user, or you can focus on GCs. Talk about that if you would.
What started in the early 90s as what I would call end user company, the problem with that is we were pulling contracts from the general contractor and going direct for everything. As the hospitals and other end users began to lessen their full-time employees and start outsourcing contracts, you saw a growth of general contractor work from a mid-level point. So you always had your small daily handyman guy, and you had your big general contractors. But as the onslaught or growth of mid-level contractors got involved, we decided to make a change. And we now service both end user direct as well as all three levels of general contracting.
Mm-hmm. So, and you don't spend a whole lot of time calling on A&D, do you?
We do not. That is not one of our strengths, nor is one of our plans.
Yeah. Now, you know, especially servicing this hospital sector, there are some hospitals, since they have these buying offices, who like to deal directly with their supplier, which means as a flooring contractor, sometimes you might just get the opportunity to put the product in. Tell us what your position is on that go direct type of commerce.
When we are approached with that opportunity, we often will do what we're asked by the end user because that's who we service. And what we tend to do is try to teach them the value of what we do as a service provider. And oftentimes, they may purchase once or twice, and then that's it. In the future, they go with us. The cost savings to them in the short run is not what they actually realize. In the long run, the money they actually save and not having to procure the materials, stage the materials, store the materials, they tend to overpurchase when they do it. And then they have nowhere to store everything after the fact so that they don't actually realize the cost savings, let alone the headaches.
So we're here at the StarNet meeting, as I said. Talk about the benefit of being a member of StarNet.
The benefit of StarNet is so many different facets, it's hard to really pick. So let's pick one for this conversation. The collaboration that you do as a team is phenomenal. And I mean on all levels. You're collaborating with industry experts. You're collaborating with your cohorts and peers in business, so my competition. And you're collaborating with the mills, you know, people that were actually taking their product and installing. So it might be a chance where you're actually taking a product out and you're specifying it with an end user and you can bring your mill partner there. It might be a situation where you've got two or three other competitors on the product and you'd rather see the actual competition that knows what they're doing rather than competition that doesn't know what they're doing. Sometimes we'll even recommend to an end user to call some of our competition. I'd rather compete against people that understand what they're installing than people that don't.
You know, they changed the meeting format this year, and there was a lot less structure. There wasn't a general session, but there was a lot of networking time. Did you like the structure?
I love the structure. I thought it was great. If you needed some downtime, for whatever reason, you had it. If you wanted to meet one-on-one with a particular provider, you could. If you wanted to go golfing, you could. If you wanted to hang out with your family and wife and kids, you could. And even then, you had chances to do that. There were several events where there was a beach party, and there was several events where there was a dinner, and you could take your wife.
All right, Dave. Well, congratulations on your success this year so far, and thanks for spending time with us and our audience. Again, been talking to Dave Trepke, who is president of Universal Metro in the L.A. area, a StarNet member, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.